Geek Radio Daily for Monday, May 11th, 2009. All the geek, and this time, yeah, looks like it's right about on time, which is good.
What's on time?
The show.
Oh, okay.
There's actually a show and everything.
I wasn't sure.
I know. No one can ever really be sure, because sometimes we're just busy dealing with other things, like when I'm dealing with other things as Billy Flynn.
I have 2,600 comic books in there.
Or when the vicar has one of his, like, you know, tremendous problems over there.
I want to eat the TV.
Strange things happen. You're right. There are bizarre, like reality-bending, timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly issues that, they trip us up. That's all I'm saying.
This date, 1928, the first program of scheduled television broadcast was inaugurated by station WGY in Schenectady, New York. And if someone had a TV, they could have watched it.
And later on, when the company made more money, they were able to buy a fourth letter for their call letter.
Which is good, because you started out small.
I know, right? Even. So what, like, was the first TV station ever, was it called W?
I think so. I think that's what we learned. That was the third television station, apparently.
This day in 1310, going way back.
Wow,
1310, yes. 54 members of the Knights Templar were burned at the stake in France for being heretics.
Those
damn French, I swear, always effing up something.
Something, man, all the time. This date, 1967, Bell Telephone and the U.S. Independent Telephone Association celebrated the installation of the 100 millionth telephone in the United States. That was in 67.
Mm-hmm.
100 million in 67.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't even know if they make a number big enough for the phones we have
Madness.
Now.
This day, 1997, IBM Deep Blue, the chess-playing supercomputer, defeated Gary Kasparov in the last game of
Turned
their rematch.
Turned him into a whiny little bitch, too,
yeah,
if I remember
did.
That right.
Yeah,
he was like,
did. No, the computer can't beat me. Shut up.
Some happy birthday celebrations going out to Austin O'Brien. He's 28. He played Danny Madigan in The Last Action Hero. I liked that movie.
You know,
thank
I never saw
much.
The Last Action Hero.
I think you'd like it, sir. It was ahead of its time.
Would.
It was ahead of its
I
time.
I bet I would. You know, Martha Quinn turns 50
turns
today.
Turns 50 years old
yep.
today.
Aww.
Robert Jarvik is 63. That's the inventor of the Jarvik 7 artificial heart. Jarvik 7 sounds like, you know, some super villain.
Like
in
a super virus or something
yeah.
that's going to come get you. Yeah,
I'm precisely. Afraid Jarvik 7 has been released. No!
Exactly. Nobody likes that.
No.
Did you see this was the late Natasha Richardson's birthday?
I did see that.
1963. Yeah, 1963. we would not have thought 2 months ago we'd be calling her the late Natasha Richardson,
no.
for God's sake.
No,
so,
not at all.
Anyway, it's Monday, sir.
And it's time for television.
Woohoo!
There's stuff on this evening on CBS. It's an all-new Big Bang Theory, which a three-month science expedition. It's time for one of those.
Oh,
happens
my
all the
stars.
Time.
And good. There's a lot of new stuff. Over there on NBC, you got all new crap, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at
you
there.
You know, the heroes and the, what the hell else is on NBC?
Well, Medium's got a new episode.
I don't watch anything.
But Ariel goes suddenly into a coma. Ah!
Now, is this the old Kitty Pryde Ariel, or is this the Disney Mermaid Ariel?
This is the Medium Ariel.
Oh, so there's another one?
There's another
Holy
one.
Holy cow.
You got to get a program to keep up with them
it's
all.
It's like the old DC universe. Oh, no. You know, the Ariel from Earth S is coming.
As long as it's not the one from Earth Fred.
No, nobody likes
outside
that.
Of ABC, it's Dancing with the Stars, Surviving Suburbia, and a brand new Castle is on, so that's good.
Well, you always got that, I guess.
Yes.
How about some movies? Hey, over there on Bravo Channel, you can watch The Hannibal.
The Hannibal?
Yeah, you can watch The Hannibal there. I liked Hannibal. I mean, it was a little tongue-in-cheek, but it was no, what's it called, the first movie. But it was okay. It was cute.
Manhunter? Wasn't Manhunter.
Well, that either.
Tonight on Fox, it's a new house in which a patient with two distinct personalities.
No.
I dare say yes. And a new episode of 24 is on as well.
I bet you Jack Bauer gets in trouble.
More than likely. CW Gossip Girl, Nate and Blair attend prom. Blair? Is Joe going to be there?
Oh,
what about
I love that.
That would be great.
Tootie got big boobies.
Yeah. Yes, she does.
Anyway, Encore Channel, Shawshank Redemption.
Nice.
And
the
Apocalypto.
Shank.
Did you ever see Apocalypto?
I did not see Apocalypto. I really should.
I kind of don't want to, though.
Really?
I don't care. Yeah. It's supposed to be kind of good, but I've read about it, and I don't think I care.
You don't
want to
see Mel Gibson rip somebody's heart out with his teeth?
Well, there's that.
Okay. Let's see. Family Channel tonight on Greek. It's Returning Stolen Artifacts. And Mean Girls is on, too.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, Stars is showing Super Bad, and VH1 Classics has
that
metal show.
Discovery Channel tonight on Doing Da Vinci. They see if they can make those self-propelled carts that Da Vinci is famous for.
Bet they could.
Probably. FX is showing Dark City, and that's good.
No, that's a good movie, right.
That's a fantastic little film. Sci-Fi Channel's got a little marathon of Next Generation. The Price is one of those episodes. FMC showing Vanishing Point. You want to see cars out there racing, really cool stuff, sir? Watch Vanishing Point.
I don't think I've ever seen Vanishing Point.
Good movie. Turner Classic Movies, Clark Gable and Sidney Greenstreet are the Hucksters.
Oh, I bet it's wacky. Does wackiness ensue?
Certainly
is it a comedy?
Does
it say?
I'm going to say yes.
Because I've never seen the
Tonight,
Hucksters.
Sir, Lifetime Television for women. A man stalks a single mother after she ends their relationship.
I've
That's
that.
Right. Carrie Matchett and Peter Outerbridge face intimate stranger.
Peter Outerbridge.
The mail's in.
Yeah,
it's
Peter
not a real name.
Outerbridge. Not the Innerbridge, because that's just,
you
that
made
would just
that
be
up.
Silly. No, I would never do that. Mm. Not unless I was getting paid. Mm. Geeps, I got my Zune working again.
Aw, yeah, boy.
Silly thing was giving me problems syncing. Glad to hear the vicar is back. Later, Carl.
What's up, Carl?
Carl got his Zune back, yo.
Carl
it's
is,
on.
Carl is succinct.
Don't even mess with Carl. Got
just,
the Zune.
He gets in there. He says what he wants
Gentlemen,
to say. He's
this
done.
Happened.
Boom,
this
boom,
is this
boom,
is the
out.
Result of that happening.
Yes.
And now I'm out.
He's very scientific.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe he is a scientist.
Oh,
maybe he's
be.
Practicing some weird science.
What do you do, Carl? Let us know. Unless it involves like keeping young girls' tongues in
anything
a freezer.
Anything where we might have
we
to actually inform the authorities,
yeah.
you should leave
yeah.
out.
Yeah, we don't want
to
be responsible.
Other than that, you can talk to us. So, yes, that's our mail
That's
for
pretty
today.
Much it, because nobody sends me crap.
Well,
I got
actually,
nothing.
Here's,
I got nothing.
Here's the deal. Mail was sent for you for that show that you were supposed to do last week.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen because you didn't get it. So we read it before.
Oh.
So,
okay.
So there's that.
So it sort of counts, though.
It did sort of count.
All right.
So basically, we should tell everybody here that we should go ahead and mark this on the calendar that whenever I work for you at the day job, you're doing a show.
Oh, okay. All right.
That way, because I told people, and they sent you mail, and you didn't get it.
I
now
feel
you're sad.
And I feel unloved. Yes, I
Aww,
feel sad and unloved because no one
you.
Sends me mail. Or
you.
Or candy, which
or
would be
Or pictures.
Too.
Pictures would be, you know, you'd like those, wouldn't you? So you could please send some pictures. I mean, some email. Yeah,
email.
That's the
yeah.
ticket to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Brewster, Flinsters, all at GeekRadioDaily.com. Monday, of course, means we've got to take a look at your box office results. Got some geekified news coming up this Monday, May 11th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello. This is Johannes Gainsfleisch zur Laden zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was the Podiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this audiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Audiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Audiobooks.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, May 11th, 2009.
Living long and prospering.
Yeah, living long. Yeah, I like that.
It doesn't rhyme.
No, it didn't rhyme. But we're not poets. And people have made sure that we know it. Ha! 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 Oh, right. Can you tell it's Monday?
Yeah.
Which means you might have went to go see some movies over the weekend.
Oh, I did went to go.
Oh, really?
I did it.
You got yourself out there and went to the movies?
I did. Me and the vicarist went to see the Star Trek.
Oh, my goodness. Did she drool immensely?
She did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. All right. But you know what's still in the top 10, Billy Flynn? At the at the number 10 position?
Yeah.
In week 5?
Yeah.
Hannah Montana.
What?
The movie made another $2.4 million.
Wow.
It's up to like $74 million so far in 5 weeks.
Wow.
Because I think the thing cost probably $8 to make.
Something
so,
like that.
You know, that's all right. Earth.
Ha!
That's at number 9.
Oh.
Earth in week 3. What the hell is this?
Isn't that the Disney documentary where they follow animals, like families of animals for a year?
Oh, I saw the poster for that.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought my girls might like that.
They
well,
would
look,
like
it's,
that.
It's in number 9. It's in the number 9 slot.
It's holding
3.
On there.
It's doing all right. Monsters v. Aliens is in there, too, in week 7, making another $3.3 million for a total so far of, holy crap. Is that $187 million
so far
for this movie?
Which means they're $12 million to the good because it cost $175.
That's insane, too, though, the cost of that damn movie. The Soloist in there at number 7. That's cool this time of year to see a movie in the top 10 that doesn't involve explosions. You know what I mean? In its third week, good for those guys, at $23 million. Next Day Air opened this weekend. I don't know what that is.
That's a delivery guy still lives home with his mom, accidentally delivers cocaine to the wrong house.
Oh, wackiness.
Well, that's in there for what it's worth, and that's my bottom five. What about your top, sir?
Well, Zac Efron's still in there, 17 again, making $4.4 million. Yeah. It's made $54 million over a month. Obsessed. Right. Obsessed has made $6.6 million.
Oh, my God.
Over 3 weeks, it's made $56
million. Now, what's that? I don't remember what that is either.
That's the one with Ali Larter. It's the Fatal Attraction
riff. I know.
Horrible, stupid looking. Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, the movie that does not acknowledge that it's ripping off a Charles Dickens story. Made $10.4 million. It's made $30 million in 2 weeks, ensuring that Matthew McConaughey will come back to bug us again with a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wow, number two, last week's number one, shocker, X-Men Origins Wolverine, making $27 million, which sounds good till you realize it fell 68.3%.
There was a discussion on those very fine forums over there at geekradiodaily.com about how much we were thinking this was going to drop.
I was thinking 70-some percent, so it's almost there.
I think our friends over at Screen Geeks Radio, they had the same prediction, so yeah, you got it right.
$129 million after 2 weeks. Number one, of course, is Star Trek, $72.5 million, technically 76.5 if you take into account the Thursday night action.
I'm a little bit disappointed in that.
Really?
Yeah. And let me say, I don't know anything about box office stuff.
It's going to have legs.
But Wolverine, yes, I think it will have more legs than Wolverine had. But Wolverine opened at like
85.
Okay, it's that area. And I was thinking, surely...
It's not going to have the drop-off.
Trek was gonna top that. I told my wife I think Trek's going to have
$100 million. Biggest opening for a Star Trek movie ever. So,
you're right. So it's, however you want to look at it.
Positives.
And you're right. At the end of, say, week five for the respective films.
Because I'm going back.
It'll have legs.
I'm going back.
Because it's a way, way better picture, dude.
Oh, certainly.
Way better.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Like it's been pointed out in our fine forums at geekradiodaily.com.
That's good forums over there.
Former employees of 3D Realms. 3D Realms shutting their doors. They're posting on their blog some concept art and video showing footage of what appears to be Duke Nukem Forever. You know, the game that's going to be the greatest game of 1997?
Yeah.
That game is never coming out because 3D Realms, the people that made Duke Nukem, shutting their doors. The economy has claimed another one. And after 12 years of hearing, no, it's coming out, it's still coming out, we're never going to see that game.
It's not going to happen.
Ever.
Yet. Sorry, people. It's not coming.
What you going to do?
All right, also video game notes from IGN. Guitar Hero, the reality TV show.
What?
It's a possibility. Activision Blizzard is looking to turn several games into TV and film properties, including potential films based on World of Warcraft and Call of Duty.
Wow.
Activision Blizzard CEO wouldn't go any further on World of Warcraft or Call, but he did say Guitar Hero would make a particularly good TV show or a good concert tour, hinting that active discussions were underway for such a project. I would watch neither the show nor go to the concert.
You really wouldn't go to concert and light your fake lighter to see fake guitaring?
Strangely, no.
Oh, that's so weird. Yeah. Call of Duty movie. My dad would be lined up for that.
Now, what about the World of Warcraft movie? I don't know, man.
See, I don't know. It's too easy to get that to go wrong, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It could be Dungeons and Dragons.
Is what it's going to be.
So, there was this really cool competition that they did, and we've got the links in the show notes, of course, where people used a game engine, and they used this game engine to recreate worlds from movies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, the number one, the one that won it... The Replicants, they made a scene from Blade Runner. They had the city street. They had the flying... Oh, dude, you've got to see the pictures. Me describing it does not do it justice. Second place went to Twinkle in a Child's Eye. It's a scene from Hook. Third place went to Coridium, which is a little piece of fan art based on X-Men 2. Team Awesome has one from I Am Legend. And fifth place went to Wayland Corporation with a scene from Aliens. You got to look at them because you would really swear to God that someone was making a game out of all these franchises. It looks that
impressive. Oh, okay, because I was going to ask you to repeat again from the beginning. It's a game engine that they used.
They used a game engine to design different...
So it's static, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but it's beautiful.
That's cool.
You should see it.
From io9.com, two different movies based on Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in pre-production, both from the same studio.
What?
Hollywood Reporter has announced that Keanu Reeves attached... Of course. Keanu Reeves is attached to an upcoming movie called
I Must
Jekyll.
Find Man's Basic Instincts.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, details about the movie, including whether or not it's connected to Stephen Moffat's BBC TV show of the same name, haven't been released, but this is the second movie based on Stevenson's novel and works at Universal Studios. Also working on an adaptation from Guillermo del Toro
Bull.
Is said to be more faithful to the original source. That movie, however, is way down the priority list for the in-demand director, meaning that there's every chance the Keanu version will come, flop, and be forgotten before del Toro's version even gets filmed. Now, if Jekyll is enough of a hit to start a franchise, then Universal may have a problem on its hands.
Expect
Jekyll to hit screens in late 2010 or early 2011.
Doesn't make any sense. Scott Mayhurg, age 28, pleaded guilty to theft Thursday for writing a forged check to buy a 1963 Spider-Man comic book.
Oh, no.
This is why you don't do these things.
With great power and great money.
$980.99 was a forged bank check to obtain Spider-Man number 2, the second book from the original series.
Now, how much did he pay?
$980.99.
About
it seems
grand,
to me that should be a little bit higher than that. But basically, he is now going to go to jail for 7 years. And for 7 years, I would have bought more than just one comic book because that's not going to last
you at all. In prison, he'll be the buy.
Oh, no. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe while you're there, write a review. That'd be incredibly helpful. Always fun. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States License 3.0. Hey, tonight we're doing a News Weekly. You should stop by for that.
Woo!
And hey, welcome to all you folks that found us through the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We really like having you here. Drop us a note at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vic or the Bruce, or Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Welcome, I'm Martha Quinn. Coming up this hour, we have some of the newest and hottest you can only see here on MTV. We'll also be telling you the latest information on your favorite artist, so stay tuned. It's all coming up right here on MTV Music Television in Japan.